Pendragon, Book 2, The Lost City of Far, by D.J. McHale, read by William DuFries. Journal Number 5, Chloral.
Hi, guys. I gotta apologize for taking so long to write. So much has happened since I left you two, Mark and Courtney. I'm not really sure where to begin. Well, first off, one mystery is solved. Remember the giant shark that nearly ate me down in that mine shaft on Denderon? Well, now I know where it came from. The territory I'm on is called Chloral, and it's entirely underwater. No kidding, underwater. The quigs on Chloral are giant, flesh-eating sharks. Nice, huh? Now, let me tell you about some of the new trouble I've been getting into. I was almost eaten, again. I came dangerously close to drowning, my arms were nearly yanked out of their sockets, and I think I cracked a couple of ribs, all in the first hour after I got here. Sounds like a fun place, no? I'm writing this journal now because things have finally calmed down and I need the rest. I think it's best to start my story at the point when I last saw you two. Man, that already seems like years ago. Time sure flies when you're out of your mind. I still have tons of questions about what's happened to my life, but two jumped to the top of the list. Why is it that I, Bobby Pendragon, have been chosen to become a traveler? I don't think that's a lot to ask, since I've had to risk my butt about 1,000 times over while performing my traveler duties. The second is that I want to know what happened to my family. I keep asking Uncle Press these questions, but getting info out of him is like squeezing blood from a turnip. Not that I've ever tried squeezing a turnip, but it seems like a tough thing to do.